The title of tonight's lecture is Ashwatthama is Dead. This is a famous incident from Srimad Mahabharata in which an elephant named Ashwatthama was killed, and the circumstances surrounding it have remained controversial to the present day. Now, that an elephant was killed is not particularly controversial. In the Kurukshetra battle, there were thousands of elephants killed. But the question surrounds the character of Krishna. The story is well known. I'll recount it in summary. The Pandavas and the Kauravas were opposing each other in battle. Before the battle was... Well, it was an unusual battle inasmuch as it was an internecine battle, or it was between... They're all the same family, actually. And the Pandavas, they had to fight against some of their gurus. Bhishma was one of their gurus inasmuch as he was an elderly man of the family. Shalya was also was their senior. Mother Shakuni was also the superior. Shakuni Mama is the maternal uncle. Then Dronacharya, Ashwatthama and Kripa, being of the Brahmana caste, were also their guru. And specifically Dronacharya was the Astra Guru of the Pandavas and of the Kauravas. So for Kshatriya, of course anyone's guru, anyone who teaches anything is important, but for Kshatriya, their Astra Guru, or the one who teaches them how to use weapons, is a very important, respected, and dear person. Anyway, as fate would have it, and fate is often complex and unpredictable, the Pandavas were lined up to fight against these of their gurus. So Yudhishthira Maharaj, being a very cultured person, before the battle, he went and took blessings from his gurus. For a major battle, he took blessings from his gurus, and he took blessings that he could win the battle, which means that he would kill them. It was an unusual situation. He came to Dronacharya and said that, please give me your blessings that we can kill all of you. And Drona said, well, that's very good. If you hadn't asked for blessings, we'd have completely destroyed you immediately. And from Guru you also take advice. So he asked for advice. Yudhishthira asked, well, how can we kill you? This isn't the controversial part. This is all clearly within dharma. So Drona said, you can't kill me. You're just little boys. From Drona's point of view, they're little boys. That is the... that is inferred. It's deduced, or it's understood from Drona that in Bhagavad Gita, as it is, Srila Prabhupada states that Arjuna and Bhima, in comparison to Bhishma, they were like figs. So Drona said, the only way you can kill me is if my son Ashwatthama is killed, then out of disappointment I'll lose enthusiasm to fight, then you can kill me. So Ashwatthama, being a Brahmana caste, although not like a Brahmana, but anyway, Yudhishthira also went to take blessings from him. And he also asked Ashwatthama, then, how can you be killed? Ashwatthama said, you can't kill me. And this battle's over, I'm still going to be alive. So that means that Drona also can't be killed. Anyway, it's a long history. The first commander-in-chief of the Kauravas was Vishnu. He fell, he died. He didn't die, he fell, so I say he went the first time. Fell on a bed of arrows sticking into his whole body, so he was just lying on arrows, and that was his resting place. It's a single bed for a kshatriya. So he wasn't dead, but he had that boon from his father that he wouldn't die. He can die whenever he wants to, not just by any other means. But he was incapacitated. And Drona became the next commander-in-chief of the Kauravas. And Duryodhana, he, just like a Mahout 60, Ankush it's called, I don't even know what it's called in English, the rod, you stick it into the elephant, and it gets him all excited, and he starts running and becomes a, you stick it in, you know what I'm talking about? Ankush.
Yeah.
So Duryodhana stuck a verbal Ankush in Duryodhana, in Drona, to get him excited and angry. He said to Dronacharya that, you, actually, you're on my side, you're supposed to be in commander-in-chief of my forces, but actually you favor the Pandavas. You like them, and therefore you're just fighting at sub-capacity. So that got Dronacharya excited. And the next day he was just slaughtering the Pandava troops. And it seemed that he alone would finish off the whole Pandava army. He was so angry. So, what to do? How to stop it? The Pandavas, they didn't have the fighting ability to stop it. So, and then he himself had said that he couldn't be killed unless Ashwatthama, his son, was killed. And Ashwatthama said he wasn't going to be killed. There was no way to kill him. So Krishna thought of a means to solve the problem. Pandava troops, there's an elephant who's also called Ashwatthama. So he wanted to fool. The point is he wanted to Dronacharya to be convinced that Ashwatthama is dead, and then he'll just lose all interest in fighting. So what to do? We can't kill Ashwatthama, but we have to announce that he's dead. You see, there's a huge battlefield, and the Ashwatthama might have been fighting, you know, a few kilometers away from Drona. Huge battlefield, and so many men fighting spread over a huge area. So if a major fighter was killed, that would be announced with bugles, and it would be a major factor. So Krishna wanted Yudhishthira in the presence of Drona to announce that Ashwatthama is killed. And in this way, take away Drona's spirit, and then he'll be able to be killed. And Krishna wanted Yudhishthira to announce that, because Drona wouldn't be convinced unless anyone except Yudhishthira said it. Because Kshatriyas are politicians, and they can, for political leverage, they can tell lies. So Drona, he might suspect it, but he'd want it confirmed if he heard it from anyone else except Yudhishthira. Yudhishthira's word was as good as that as a Brahmin, means it's always truthful. And Krishna, the supreme truth himself, acting as a Kshatriya, because he was acting as a Kshatriya, then Drona wouldn't accept him.
Krishna
wouldn't accept it without confirmation. But that's why Krishna wanted Yudhishthira to say it, because he never told a lie in his life. Yudhishthira hesitated. He was reluctant. He thought, well, I never told a lie. How can I tell a lie that's, and especially one that's going to cause the death of my guru in a way which doesn't seem to be in accord with dharma?
யுதிஷ்டர் சொல்றார், எப்படி நான் பொய் சொல்ல முடியும், நான் இது வரைக்கும் பொய்யே சொன்னதில்ல, அதுவும் குறிப்பா இந்த ஒரு சூழ்நிலையில நான் பொய் சொல்லி அதன் மூலமா என்னுடைய குருவினுடைய குரு கொல்லப்பட போறார், அது தர்மத்துக்கு புறம்பானதா அமையும் சொன்னான்.
So Krishna made some arrangement that there's an elephant in our troops called Ashwatthama, so we'll kill him, and then you announce Ashwatthama is dead, and then we'll blow the conches, jai, it's just like to celebrate. And while the conches are being blown, you can say the elephant. And in this way, you won't tell a lie, but you'll, at the same time, the job will be done. So the yani, that's the Tamil word, it's a Sanskrit word for elephant. Gajja, Kari, there are different words. So he was killed, and then Yudhishthira announced within the hearing range of Drona that Ashwatthama hata, Ashwatthama is killed. And the conches were blown, and while the conches were blown, Yudhishthira also announced Iti Gajan, the elephant called Ashwatthama is pure. And Drona, having heard it from Yudhishthira, was completely demoralized, and in that circumstance, the Dushyadana, who was born to kill him, killed him. Yudhishthira's chariot, but because due to his great moral character, his chariot, by that would always go a little bit above the ground. But after this incident, it just became like a normal chariot and rolled on the ground. So now for the, what is the controversy? The controversy is that Krishna is worshipped as the supreme, absolute truth, the personality of Godhead. But how could he induce Yudhishthira, who is the son of Dharma, who is also himself known as Dharmaraj, to commit an act of adharma? This is not proper for God. And the proof that Krishna was wrong and that sin had been committed was that the punya by which Yudhishthira's chariot would go above the ground, that was removed, and he had to, his chariot had to come down to the ground. This is the karmi, nonsense, demoniac understanding, or we can say the normal understanding. And people who like to be devotees of Krishna, they mostly don't think about this too much, because they don't understand it. Why not understand it? Krishna is the supreme truth, he is the supreme pure, everything he does is perfect. But those who are rascals, they will say, well, this proves that Krishna is not perfect. How can you worship him as God? So many bad things he did. Dancing with gopis, so many women. Most of them were already impure. On the battlefield of Kurukshetra, also the Karna was killed due to Krishna's instigation under unfair circumstances. Karna's chariot became stuck in the mud, so he got down to take it out of the mud. In this circumstance, Krishna ordered Arjuna kill him immediately. Now's the chance. Karna couldn't have imagined why he wouldn't have got off the chariot if he would have imagined that this would have happened. He pleaded, this is not proper, this is not according to dharma. And Krishna said, oh, it's very nice you're speaking of dharma. Where was your dharma when you disrobed Draupadi? Where was your dharma when you had Draupadi dragged into the assembly? Where was your dharma when you, by cheating at dice, you robbed the Pandavas of their kingdom and exiled them? And Krishna went through a whole list of the major atrocities of the Kauravas. Karna had nothing to say, and Krishna told Arjuna, kill him, and Arjuna did kill him in that circumstance. Krishna has been accused of transgressing the principles of dharma. Because a kshatriya should not be killed in that circumstance, only when he's in an equal position to fight. It's part of the laws of battle that a kshatriya can get down to take his chariot's wheel out of the mud, and then the his opponent should not attack it at that time. So these are the accusations against Krishna. And devotees, like I say, they mostly don't like to think about it. They think, well, Krishna's all good and we don't really understand this. But we should try to understand. Bhakti should not simply be a sentiment. And when the demons and rascals accuse Krishna, then those who are devotees, they should be able to rebut accusations of the demons. The first thing we should consider is that if Krishna is actually adharmic, as he at face value appears to be, you know what face value means? It means that's what it looks like. Then why have all the great acharyas, who are great philosophers and very pure in character, why have they written so many books establishing Krishna as the Supreme Lord? One of Krishna's names is Amoghalila. It means there's nothing criticizable, or there's no blemish in Krishna's pastimes. There are some sadhus who So they have their public life and their private life. And the private life, you don't want to announce it, because it's kept secret, it's private, because if it was made public, then people would know that they're not sadhus. In public, they're sadhus, but they're cheating the public and taking their money. And in private, they're doing all kinds of nonsense. So some people are very foolish, and even when all the dirt comes out, they still say, oh, we still accept he's a great sadhu. For instance, there's one person who is, his followers call him Bhagawan. He lives in Andhra Pradesh, in Anantapur district, I believe it is, and now he's in a wheelchair. Bhagawan in a wheelchair, this is unusual. Anyway, for many years there have been so many stories coming out about his pedophile proclivity. Means he sexually abuses children. So even though these horrible stories are widely circulated, and the people who have been very close to him have discovered these things and become disgusted and written books and made videos and all kinds of things, still most of his followers say, we don't care, and we still think he's Bhagavan. So is Vyasadeva such a fool that he didn't have the good sense to cover up Krishna's wrongdoings? If Vyasadeva had been a better follower, you might say that he should have left out all the bad things, and only in Krishna's biography he should have only put the good things. But Vyasadeva wasn't a foolish, blind follower. Established philosophically how Krishna is the Supreme Truth. Actually, in all the Vedic scriptures, he's established that Krishna is the Supreme Truth. And he's included all the major leelas of Krishna in his dissertations. Because the fact Krishna doesn't do anything wrong. And if we see it as wrong, that is due to our defective vision. In other words, if we think that Krishna is practicing adharma, for us to think like that, that is adharma. Because everything Krishna does is dharma. This requires a deeper understanding of the nature of dharma than that which is ordinary. Dharma is generally considered to be moral acts, which are in accordance with the Vedic injunction. Now, one consideration is that Krishna is not bound by the Vedic injunction. He does not have to follow any process. He is not bound by the laws or by any law. He is the Supreme Truth. He is supremely independent. He can do whatever he likes. No one can say he is wrong. That is his prerogative. Only he has that. And actually, because Krishna is the well-wisher of all living beings, everything he does is for the benefit of all living beings. He has absolute power. Purna Shakti, all power, but absolute means that it's indisputable. There's no way that anyone can challenge his power in any way. So there's a saying that power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And we've seen in modern history that people who get complete political power, they act in a ruthless manner. It's like Stalin was the undisputed dictator of the USSR. And he killed several million of his own citizens. Because if anyone showed even the slightest hint of any dissatisfaction or disobedience towards Stalin, he'll be killed. So out of total fear, he kept everyone in control. Krishna has absolute power, but he is not corrupt. Everything he does is for the benefit of everyone. But it is an important principle that everyone should understand that Krishna is not bound by the laws of nature, he's not bound by the laws of dharma. Independent. No one can question what he does, and nevertheless what he does is for the good of everyone. Now, the Mahabharata especially is it brings out so many points of dharma, because dharma is very complex. How to act properly in this world, dharma teaches us this. And general principles are given. Don't lie, don't steal, don't cheat, don't steal other men's wives, respect and serve superiors. These are all principles of dharma. But life is very complex. Sometimes not telling a lie can be a dharma. Lord Krishna himself gave an example that by failing to tell a lie, a Brahmin went to hell. One Brahmin lived at the edge of a village next to the jungle, and he had taken a vow never to tell an untruth throughout his life. So one day, a man came running up, looking very fearful, and said,